bunch of young folks talking how they thought that God was dead. Well, I almost had to walk away in anger, but you know that I stayed on to talk with them instead. They said, don't tell us about the old religion. God is dead, there's no use for your weeping. Well, I looked them in the eye. You know that I told them that's a lie. Cause you know God isn't dead, he's only sleeping. Well, yes, he's sleeping in that bedroom in the sky.
Friends and neighbors, his radio offer you'll want to take advantage of. An offer made by Spinoza's Torah Center, located in the heart of downtown Muskogee.
Right now, you can get not three, not four, but five books of Moses for only $2.98. And if you act right away, you'll also receive not eight, not nine, but 10 commandments engraved on not one, but two stone tablets provided by the Unger Pachket Monument Company.
Friends and neighbors, this ain't no Schlafer Dicker hype. No, sir. We know a lot of you folks out there always yearn to study the Torah, but you just didn't have the time. Well, now you can and do.
And if you act right away, friends, we will include absolutely free and no cost to you your choice of a personalized Day Glow menorah or a combination tablecloth and prayer shawl.
Y'all get on down to Spinoza's Torah Center, where the folks always say.
Welcome to the Innerside Radio Program Easter Special Passion Play, featuring Jesus Christ live on the air with Glenn Urbach and me, Scooter. Pacifica Radio callers, join us. This program is now pre-recorded, so please don't call in.
Anticipation of Easter and Good Friday, our good friend, fellow socialist, Jesus H. Christ, will be joining us via telephone. Every year we bring on Jesus to answer the questions we have not have answers to.
I know a lot of people, there's a lot of people out there, they talk to Jesus regularly, but this time he'll talk back, and you won't have to check into a mental hospital.
No, or you won't have to get decoded from Pat Robertson.
That's right.
Jesus!
Jesus is on the phone line. He's going to be taking calls, answering your prayers. We're probably going to talk about his dad a little bit.
How are you, Lord Savior?
Hi, nice to be with you guys.
Oh, how are you?
Jesus.
How are you, Jesus?
I'm doing fantastic. It's always nice to be on the air with you. As you know, I'm a very busy savior. I travel to a lot of different planets all over the place, and I'm glad that this worked out. I was stopping by Earth once again to just see what people are doing this year for Easter.
Well, I know tomorrow's usually a rough day for you. How are we preparing for tomorrow? Are you doing anything in particular? Are you showing up in a Dorito chip in Mexico or a piece of toast in let's say Ireland? How are you celebrating tomorrow?
I like to be on a street corner dressed as a bunny.
Hey, I'd like to ask you a question. And I know I want to get this in quick because I know you're going to be getting real hammered this weekend. Did you ever drill Sarah Palin?
Oh, me and Sarah Palin? No, I don't. I try not to mingle with the kind of the lower form humans at all. It's not my style. And plus, she's really oily. I don't know if you've ever seen her up close. And I don't mean human oil. I just mean she smells like crude oil.
Maybe that's her moisturizer.
The reason I asked is that she claims that Down syndrome baby she had was a gift from Jesus. So.
No, that was a gift from Big Oil. See, when you're around that stuff that long, it tends to increase your chances of different birth defects. That's just science, but she's not into that.
Jesus, can I ask you a question?
Absolutely.
What we know about your birth, we know about your adult life. What was your teenage years like?
You know, my teenage years
were they awkward?
Very underreported. Believe it or not, I was in a lot of fights. I was kind of a jerk in a lot of ways. I was always wanting people to conform to exactly what I wanted them to do. And I didn't really have that live and let live philosophy. And of course, you know, I was just a normal person at that time. And when I got bitten by that spider, that, you know, of course, changed everything about me. And the rest is history, as I say.
I heard you had a problem with fig trees when you had that attitude. I know about that, right?
A problem with fig trees?
Fig trees, yeah. Didn't you, like, explode a fig tree or something because it was in your way?
I did. I call it, I zapped it. I've always had this thing against trees, and it's just a terrible irony of my life that in the end, the trees always come back and win.
That's right, they did.
You can't train enough to fight the trees. That movie, I saw the movie you guys have here and you're playing it, Lord of the Rings,
right,
where they have these giant trees that can just get up and walk. And I'll tell you what, I've been through a lot of violent stuff in my lifetime, as you know. That movie gave me nightmares.
Yeah, I know. And don't eat the mushrooms around those trees because they'll make them start walking.
Yeah, well, I highly recommend the mushrooms around those trees.
I've been watching a lot of documentaries that they filmed back in, what, a couple thousand years ago on the History Channel. And I noticed that besides the robes, an alarming amount of people back in your days wore hoodies.
Yes, indeed. I was definitely one of the original hoodie victims. You just can't get a pass in this world if you're wearing a hoodie. It's just how things work. And I wish things could be different. I'm not sure what it is about the hoodie that scares people. You know, I could understand if it was a hoodie with just glowing eyes like that. Nobody wants to see that.
Right.
But a person in a hoodie never understood the animosity.
So, Jesus, what do you make of this presidential race that's going on here in America? Do you have a favorite yet? I have to assume it's Mitt Romney.
Well, you know, it's I try to follow a little bit on each of the Earth-like planets, and but I got to tell you, they get really boring though after a while. So I followed this one a little bit, and let me just explain the last, I don't know, 10 elections. It's always a guy who's really into me, trying to struggle to make to get to the top, to get to the win, and be in charge so that he can tell people to, you know, follow me. And then there's another guy who says, hey, look, maybe we should ask some questions. And they hate that guy. This guy, Rick Santorum, this was a big red flag for me. He said he wanted to outlaw pornography, I believe.
Right.
How's that going to work? What that means, by the way, is that he can't stop watching porn unless there's a law. That's always what that means.
Well, you know, speaking of the presidential race, brings the unavoidable topic of course, Mormons. And I was wondering, have you ever hung out with that Angel Morona? Did you ever run across him?
Well, there was a time in the 70s where me and L. Ron Hubbard were doing a little bit of space travel. And yet, some of those guys, they have this I'm better than you thing going. And it's just not my thing, man. So I try to stay away from those guys. The space religions, as I like to call them, which is, you know, Mormonism is really just Christianity with a little Scientology mixed in. I can't get on board with those guys. I mean, I'm actually traveling to these planets. I know what's out there. I heard a caller on your show earlier talking about population growth. That's an easy fix. There's a lot of planets who already fixed that problem.
As long as you don't drop them into a volcano.
Micro-humans, right? Do we ever talk about micro-humans?
No.
I call Earth 32. It's pretty far away. I can get you the coordinates. But anyway, they went through a very terrible nuclear proliferation phase. Big population growth there. And then, like, one out of every 1,000 people had a personal nuclear weapon.
Nice.
And I don't have to exactly tell you how that ended, but it didn't end well. But what happened was, well, after the big war, after about another, you know, 25, 30,000 years, humans and bacteria were able to combine into very small people. And, you know, you can have as many of them as you want on a planet. It doesn't cause any problems. Nice. They die, they decompose right there in the ground. Everything's good. There's a flower. You know, so all I'm trying to say is, Earth people, there's hope.
Let me ask you this, Jesus. Do you ever wish you had just stuck to Judaism?
You know what? It would have been a lot simpler.
It seems like it.
But I'll tell you what.
No hell.
It certainly would not have gotten rid of the hatred towards me. You know, we're always taking a hit, our people.
Oh, yeah, tell me about it.
How did they feel about you in Missouri as a Jew when you were hanging around in Missouri with the Mormons?
I think it really confused them to not see me next to Joseph Smith. I have to be very careful there because there are so many people just taking pictures on their iPhone and then posting them on Facebook and kind of laughing. And it's like, hey, hold on now. I'm the real guy. And I can't get a break from people with the mockery.
Well, that's understandable.
Do you actually show up in an iPhone photograph?
That's a weird thing. It's more of like when they take a picture and they post it, I show up as Toast.
Oh, it's Fred's Toast.
Right.
Fred Dice.
All right. Jesus, can we take a call or two?
Absolutely. I'd love to answer any questions. Like I said, I've been killed on a number of different planets. I'm just trying to, you know, help this planet survive. It's like a big intergalactic version of Last Planet Standing. And I always just try to come by and give some tips for each of the different Earths to help people make it. Really, right. Long term.
Let's go to Johnny. Johnny, you're on the other side with Jesus. How are you?
Hey, Jesus. I know your social calendar is kind of busy the next few days, but maybe in a week or two when you get a chance. Since you've been speaking to Rick Perry and all those morons to run for office, maybe you could tell Bill Maher and Michael Moore to shut the hell up and then maybe take Tim Tebow off your friends list.
Yeah, I am going to be sleeping a lot this weekend. It's just a tradition.
You mean laying low?
Just hanging out.
You mean laying low?
Yeah, I'm going to be laying low in a very dark, secluded place.
Right.
I come out, see my shadow. Everything's good Sunday. As far as Rick Perry goes, you know, that guy, I would consider him one of my stalkers. And those people really scare me. So I can't get on board with that. What I don't do, and this is always a problem on every planet, every Earth-like planet has this thing where people tell other people to shut up. We need the exact opposite of that. Let people that you don't agree with speak really loud. And if what they're saying is really that dumb, then people will rise against it. It's that simple. But what you don't want to do is silence people because... Oh, man, things never end well on any planet that does that.
Okay, hey, Jesus, one last thing. Maybe wrap around sunglasses. I think that might help you relate better to the morons out there. Maybe they say, hey, you know, Jesus is a pretty cool dude.
I tend to have more of a mullet. Like, if I go right to the center of the country, that's mullet central for all my pictures of me. And then as I head towards the coast, you know, I go back into this... You know,
hipster,
white
hipster.
Guy. Which, hipster. By the way, I'm not white. I am black. I have to show up white in America, or no one will listen.
You know that miracle you did back then with the fishes and the loaves, right? Multiplying all that.
Right. That was done with the bread machine. But go ahead.
Oh God, I just forgot what I was going to ask you to do. Damn.
I think you were going to ask
you could help me with
dinner.
The Alzheimer's.
I'm not sure.
For water. For wine.
Thank you, Johnny. Thomas, you're on the other side. How are you, Thomas?
Good. How you doing? How you doing, Jesus? You still there?
I am. I'm doing just fantastic, even though I know what's coming.
Okay. Well, I don't suppose you're going to tell us what the outcome of this year's election is, are you? Or are you going to keep that a secret?
Oh, yeah. No, I will. Right now, I will tell you, and it's 100% factually correct. I'm going to tell you who's going to win this year's elections.
Wall Street.
Corporations are going to be winning this year in the elections.
That pretty much figures. Well, I also want to tell you, you know, you have no idea. A lot of us males on Earth, we're kind of in the minority, some of us. We envy you because society actually praises you despite the fact that you have long hair while some of us, namely three guys from Arkansas, got put in jail for it for like 18 years or something. I mean, I was wondering what your thoughts were on that.
You're talking about the West Memphis Three, Jesus.
Okay, yeah, well, I'll tell you this, fame is never easy, and when you have a lot of people giving you a lot of attention and you don't always know why, it's very difficult.
Also, you got to understand that when you grow your hair long like that, it looks an awful lot like a hoodie.
Yeah, I if you think about it, I mean, I started the hoodie trend, and, I was the original hoodie guy.
You figured people would have learned from that, since you're probably the most, one of the most famous
guys. They don't. People rarely, what I've found is people always choose their own suppositions over what's real. Just that's why I became so popular. You know, the rumors, a lot of rumors I could fly in the beginning, and then it just became, well, no, he didn't fly, but he just rose up. And then they said, and then science came along and said, hey, well, he couldn't have just rose up. They said, well, his spirit, you can't see that. It's always, people always find a way to justify the stuff that they've made up, and that's how religion started.
Right. Jesus, if there's one thing you could change about yourself, we know you're perfect, but just play with us. If there's one thing you could change about yourself, what would it be, physical, mental, or otherwise?
It would be a physical thing. The one thing that I've always wanted is a louder voice, like a voice where I could yell, and it would kind of go for at least, like, I'd say 2,000 miles at a time. I don't mind the travel.
Right.
But it does get a little, it gets a little old. So I would love to have that voice, because, you know, that loud voice that you hear about, people talk about, like the voice of God or something, which, doesn't exist. But I would love to have that just to give people loud messages. And they would, they'd walk outside and they'd hear something like, you're wrong about all the stuff you believe, and just in a big, loud, booming voice. And I think people would really listen. I think that's the one thing that would help people kind of get out of their comfort zone and maybe look something up in a book that contains information.
It depends upon what you're saying, because there are an awful lot of people in the land of the weird that do listen to the voices in their head, and it doesn't always come out great.
Yeah, that's why I want to take over that voice. I would love
a positive voice in people's heads.
Yeah, I would love to give, obviously the voices in their head, I would like to drown that out. Everyone has those voices. I would like to just drown that out with some positive messages, And if the people that have those thoughts of like, hey, I need to go kill a family, I would love to just, sense that coming on and go take a big warm bath.
I know people
with bubbles.
Yeah, people. There's people in Texas that have like killed their family just for you.
Yeah. And the voice in their head was not me. That was usually a voice from trauma in their childhood. It's the same thing on every planet.
Yeah, even down here in Texas, even the Christians agree that Andrea Yates person took that baptism thing just a little too far.
Yeah, the people tend to relive the craziness, and that look, if everyone would just understand that religion was made up, and that all the stories of me were more mythology. Now, obviously, I did get bit by that spider, and things did change a little bit. So I did have a few different powers, which enabled me to space travel because my DNA is immune to radiation and black holes. But that's a whole separate story. What I, what I just want to impart to people is, hey, you made it up. Take responsibility. Enjoy your religion, but just admit, like, put this on your Facebook profile: I'm a Christian or I'm a Muslim, and I understand that's all based on made-up stories.
A lot of that stuff got lost to the translation from Hebrew to Greek to Marvel.
Yeah, there's a lot of translation problems, as you can see. I mean, just read anybody's blog or Facebook. I mean, if you look at the way people write, you can see why there'd be translation problems.
Do you ever mouth off to God, Jesus?
Well, that's the whole thing. I want that loud voice to imitate the, since so many people believe in that, there is, by the way, I've been all over this planet. The only thing out there that exists, if you want to know what God is, I'd be happy to share with you. It's very specific. There is this one area of this gigantic universe, which, by the way, spoiler alert, this universe is just a tiny little speck that's in another multiverse. But there is this sphere-shaped thing that just spits out life, and it's pretty incredible. So, and it doesn't have any, it's not like a dude or anything. It's just
happens to be spitting out stars and all kinds of different things. Wow. Probably recycled from a black hole. That's the only thing out there as far as a god. So if you want to worship that, then fine. But you know, you'll never see it unless you invent some great space
until it's
device.
Too late. Right? You don't see a black hole until it's too late.
People have been using the technology that would help that for defense instead of exploration. I understand it. It's just not a wise choice.
All right, Jesus. Let's take Bobby another call, and then we will bid you a fond adieu and wish you luck tomorrow. Stay low. Stay quiet. Bobby, yeah. You're on the other side with Jesus. How are you?
I was watching Mad Al today, and she brought us the fact that they have this immediate effect law in Benton Harbor, Michigan. They passed a law saying that that any law passed by the legislature can only take effect 90 days after the end of that session.
By the way, I just want to say that local legislation issues are my favorite thing. Go ahead, sir.
Okay. These laws they've been passing, this Tea Party bunch has been passing, it took another 10 to pass them under this immediate effect law, and they didn't have those. So you know what they did? Okay, the ayes have it. Bingo.
Well, now, I got to say, first of all, thank you for that. And second, this is the closest I've ever felt to being on C-SPAN. And if I could just say, as far as the Tea Party goes, sir, you have to understand where they're coming from. Tea Party is very upset because they're no longer able to flip houses for a living. And that's very frustrating once that's taken away from you. It's like guns. They're upset, and they, instead of looking at, the guy over in your neighborhood, Bush, who, by the way, I just sent some tornadoes just to kind of shake him up, they blame the guy that's in the office now. It's not very smart.
Maybe we should flip some fish, especially tomorrow.
And yeah, well, that'd be a wise thing. They're flipping off democracy, if anything.
I did want to ask you, Jesus, what did Dallas do the other day to piss you off like that?
Well, first of all, let me just say that there's a huge backlog in all the nature-related strikes that I send from time to time. You know, it's a huge backlog. This was supposed to happen just before the election of George W. Bush, and I'm so sorry it's taken this long. That was going to be a warning for people to say, hey, if you elect this guy, it's going to be really bad. And I wanted to show what it would be like, because they would have him on the news, in a disaster and not knowing what to do, so people would be prepared for what he was going to do with Katrina.
Well, remind me never to piss you off and drop a tractor trailer on my ass.
All right, Jesus, let me get to Lucifer. He'll be our final call for you, Jesus. I don't know if he's your friend, your enemy, your lover, but we have him on the line. Lucifer, you're on the other side.
Good evening, everybody.
Nice.
Oh, hi, Lucifer. Long time no talk.
Satan speaking.
Sounds great.
I just didn't think that it would be fair for Jesus to be on the air and not get my chance to speak.
You don't return calls.
Before I go, I would like to say that I love the show and the program, and I can't wait for you guys to come down to hell, where we can all relax to your uplifting things to say and enjoy our lives together in hell and burn in flames.
All right.
That sounds hot, man. I like it.
You bring the ribs, I'll bring the beer, fire's going.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
Well, I'm sorry, Jesus. Jesus is a vegan.
Jesus has been to hell, though. Didn't you spend a weekend there?
I just went to check it out a while back, just to kind of see what it was like. And to be honest with you, it was not up to standards. I saw a lot of child workers. I saw a lot of people working with dangerous explosive chemicals. I have a whole new one-man show about this that I'm going to be bringing out on the road. But it was definitely, you know, there was a lot of labor practices that were definitely in violation of just basic human standards.
This is Jesus the Hell Years?
Yeah. I definitely want to write about the experience.
You could pitch that show to the History Channel, because they're running all that factual stuff on there all the time.
Oh yeah, yeah, it's amazing. What's great about the History Channel is as long as you say that it happened in history, they don't even have to verify anything.
Yeah, I mean, they found Noah's Ark, still looking for Bigfoot.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wanted to talk to Troy Conrad before you. I know you're sleeping
on us. Let me put Troy Conrad on, and thank you very much. If people want to know more about the show, follow comedy_Jesus on Twitter and Comedy Jesus Show, or actually just comedyjesus.com. Get you set up.
Okay. So, Troy, is it? You there, Troy?
Hi, how you guys doing?
Hey, what's up, Troy?
How are you, Troy?
I've heard you have Jesus been sleeping on your couch for pretty much all winter, huh? Tell people that Troy Conrad is real busy out in Los Angeles. You put together a lot of comedy shows, performing live, performing on the radio, doing podcasts, working with Jimmy Dore and David Feldman, who we know at Pacifica on KPFK, doing all kind of stuff, and with Paul Provenzo now. So tell us a little bit about what you've been doing lately before we let you go.
Yeah, well, I produce the David Feldman Show, which is on KPFK, and really, we just had a fantastic sketch that's going to be airing tomorrow. And it's, if you heard about the Santa Monica protest where they pepper sprayed everybody.
Nice video of that.
Yeah, well, we have a sketch with, that Frank Conniff wrote, who's, you know, from Mystery Science Theater.
Really sure.
Funny, hilarious comic.
Right.
And, it's a, Santa Monica pepper spray connoisseur festival where they give tastings of different, pepper sprays that the Santa Monica police use.
All right.
Yeah, Frank is very funny. He's on Jimmy Dore's show a lot. He's got a great delivery as well as a great writer, you know.
Oh, yeah, he's fantastic. And and I'm working with the fabulous Paul Provenza on the show Setlist, which people can check out at setlistshow.com, where we give comics strange topics right in the moment, and they talk about it as if they've known it all along. And it's a really fun game. We're about to go tomorrow to Australia for a month to run the show in Melbourne and Sydney. And it's touring worldwide.
Nice.
And the other big project is Eddie Pepitone, who we all know and love. He's
Eddie
a very funny comic. The feature film of him hiking a mountain in Hollywood, which is a half-hour hike. It takes him 6 days to do. That comes out next week on Tuesday.
I think I saw a preview of that already.
The short series has been out online and has been a huge success, and we won at a number of different film festivals, but the DVD comes out Tuesday, so we're excited.
Very nice.
Okay.
All right, you have a website to promote, Troy?
That's it. You can check my stuff out. All the links for everything I talked about is on rationalentertainment.com.
Rationalentertainment.com.
I like it. Yeah.
All right. Good luck, my friend.
Thanks for joining us, Troy.
All right. Bye. Thank you, guys.
And say goodbye to Jesus, and to give him our condolences. I know he's got some rough times.
I sure will.
Good luck tomorrow. Lay low. Lay low.
Thank you.
Watch out for the funnel web spiders, man.
Yeah.
You've been listening to the Inner Side Radio program with me and Glenn Urbach in the studio, Jesus Christ and Troy Conrad on the telephone with Ann Morgan on the soundboard. This and all previous Inner Side Radio programs are available at the Inner Tubes. Simply Google The Inner Side. My name is Scooter, and I'll see you all next week.
Because you know God isn't dead. He's only sleeping. Well, yes, he's sleeping.